Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
What is the most important election you will vote on in retirement? For most, it is your Social Security election. When will you turn on income from Social Security? Will you delay? Can you afford to delay your benefit? What is your income need from your investments if you do delay? What about spousal benefits and widow benefits? Now, one interesting statistic is that in the last 20 years, according to a recent research that was done by the Senior Citizens League, with cost of living increases, Social Security has, from somebody 20 years ago drawing Social Security, even with their inflationary increases, they've lost a third of their Social Security income because of inflation. In other words, retirees' real inflation, what you spend day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year, your costs are going up much more than the cost of living increase with Social Security. So what that means is you need an income plan that can account for the inflationary effect against Social Security. Now, one way to do that is to delay Social Security benefits because you get an 8% per year increase in your benefit if you delay, and you can delay all the way to 70. The problem is you may not be able to afford to delay. You know, if you need a retirement income and you're delaying Social Security and you have to gut your savings to get you to age 70, that's no good either, because one of the critical components of income planning for retirement is to know that you don't gut your savings too much in the first 5 to 10 years, because you need that money to maybe last for 30 or more years. So you just can't gut the savings. So not everybody can afford to delay. You also have to consider spousal benefits and widow benefits. And if you were married for more than 10 years, you're automatically qualified for the same spousal and widow benefits as if you were still married. Now, if you remarry, you lose that. That could be part of your planning strategy as well. The big thing here is your Social Security election becomes critical. And over time, once you are drawing Social Security income, based on the past and where we're headed, I do not expect your cost of living adjustments to keep up with inflation. They haven't in the past, and I don't think they're going to be in the future. At Brogan Financial, when we illustrate future returns and future income and expenses and needs, we assume Social Security increases to be about half of what inflation's going to be in the future. So that means over time, you've got to become more and more dependent on your own investments. And that means you need growth to fight inflation. But yet, in the meantime, in the short term, you need stability of income. So how you put your income plan together to account for the inflationary effects and how your Social Security strategy folds into all of that is critically important, along with all of the other things that come up with comprehensive retirement planning. If you would like to have a Social Security analysis or an inflationary analysis of your income plan for retirement, feel free to give us a call, 865-862-6800, or you can sign up for a complimentary consultation through our website at broganfinancial.com. We would love to see you and talk to you soon.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.